I'm going to talk about my recent work about Bayesian and evidence for echoes. First, I give a motivation what we are looking for echoes. Then I give a short review about echoes predictions and confirmations. Then I will review about our first model, which is known as ADA model. Then I will give a short review about Bayes' theorem. Then I introduce PyCBC. And then I go to work of Nielsen et al. And their results and give a comment about their work. And finally, I give our results. For motivations of searching for echoes, we have both theoretical and observational motivations. For theoretical motivation, we know that event horizons in general relativity are global properties of space-time, and there is no expectation that local observer experience anything dramatic at the horizon. However, for quantum black holes, we expect modifications because of information paradox or quantum black hole tunneling the possible states. And theory puts Planckian physics at the horizon, such as solving black hole information paradox or black hole Boswell or gravity stars or other theories. So if we had modifications in near the horizon, Victor Cortorsor and his collaborators show that by numerical calculation, we expect that we should have repeating waves of that come after the merger, and they have identical time intervals, and they are called echoes. In frequency domain, if we look at the echoes, instead of repeating waves, we expect to have repeating resonances that are because of cavity between angular momentum barrier and horizon structure that traps the waves, and this produces harmonic resonances. And there is three main papers that predicts existence of echoes. Two of them are our paper, and another one is paper by Randy, Bob, and Jing. And all of them predict existence of echoes with p-values less than 1%.
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
So I think you said prediction, but these are observations, right? That's what.
Oh, okay. Observe based on data. And in our first model, we used following parameters. We had five free parameters, and we varied them inside some intervals that I will explain later. So in order to produce our model, we take a phase fit gravitational wave waveform, and we remove the in spiral part of the waveform by a function that can have a free parameter, and it is a smooth truncation function, and we made a repeating this waveform with a damping factor like this in this plot, and this damping factor is another free parameter. And the time intervals of between these echoes are given based on errors in mass of the Wiener black hole mergers. And now we have five free parameters. Gamma is amplitude of damping echoes. Delta T echo is time intervals between echoes that is different for different Wiener black hole mergers. And T0 is the the point where we truncate the waveform, And X is where we look for echoes, which is it can vary between one percent error of first echoes expected time interval. And this is because we expected to have nonlinear dynamics, including nonlinear dynamics errors in our search. And overall amplitude of the echoes is also another free parameter, and it can vary, and its maximum can be as big as the main event. In this search for echoes, we found evidence for echoes using our first template in first observing run. And the significance of echoes we found was 2.5 sigma. So after this, we have received multiple independent confirmations, and all of them are reviewed in these two papers that we are submitted recently in archive. And the main point of these papers are that for our binary black hole mergers, we have received independent confirmation by paper of Yuchikata et al. And they found similar significant echoes in O2 data. And for BNS merger event, we have received another independent confirmation based on electromagnetic observations that Hill et al. On 2019 found that at the same time, this BNS merger has collapsed to the black hole. So in order to search for echoes, we should have a good physical model, or we won't find them, or a simple template to avoid too many arbitrary choices and avoid a posteriori statistics. I mean, don't look at data to make our template. So far, seven independent groups have looked for echoes in gravitational wave data. They had positive results, but our paper, Kongfling et al. And Yuchikata et al. And they had negative results, low ETR, Tsang et al., Yuchikata et al., and they had mixed results by Westerbeck et al., Nielsen et al., and Salami et al. So now I will give a review about Bayes theorem. From the product rule of probability, it can be shown that probability of A and B is equal to probability of A times probability of B given A, and it is also equal to probability of B times probability of A given B. And probability of X given Y means that the probability that X is true given Y is true. This gives this equation, and it is Bayes theorem. So in having observational data and having a model, we can use this Bayes theorem, and this is the same equation. And here we have model given data, which is called posterior, and probability of data given model, which is likelihood, and probability of model, which is prior. And prior is what we know, or degree of belief about our model before taking data. Likelihood is the influence of the data in updating our degree of belief, and posterior is our new degree of belief about our model in light of the data. So we can compare two models using the same data. So we can update our relative belief in two models. So we can divide former equation for two models. And in it is more convenient to take one of the models as noise. So if we take model B as noise, the this ratio and model A as signal, this ratio is base factor. And if it is bigger than one, that means that signal is preferred. We use PyCBC, which is a free and open software to study gravitational wave. And this is the paper that describes this software. And this is the link that there is a branch of this software that people in IEI already have looked for echoes. And it is also public. So if I go to page, I can open, as you see, I can open it, and there is a help how to install the PyCBC. There is a lot of all information and different examples about this software. And I have already opened one of the links about how to run posterior and how to run parameter estimation in binary black hole mergers. And this is an example how to make an injection. In order to run a parameter estimation, we need to set up a configuration file. This configuration file describes what priors we have and the range of the priors. I mean, for the waveforms that are used in gravitational waves search, we have different free parameters, for example, mass, spin, polarization, or other free parameters, and their variables. And we also have static parameters that is inside in this configuration file. When we set these variables and take how much they can vary with what function they can vary, we can do parameter estimation. For example, for prior in mass of second black hole, we can vary, take a uniform distribution and take it as variable from 10 solar mass to 80 solar mass. For other variables, for example, spin of first black hole as that vary between 0 to 0.99 and other variables. And when we take this configuration part, we can run another file, which is SH file, that it produces an HDF file. And after that, we can plot the posterior distribution. And here, for binary black hole mergers, we can see, after running the code, we can see these plots that describes a range of mass of different black hole and posterior distribution of them. And this is a link that for echoes branch of PyCBC. And for search of echoes, as I said, we use waveform of gravitational wave events, specific waveform. So we take three parameters of waveform as their basic values and vary the parameters of echoes. I mean, delta T echo is a variable, so we take minimum and maximum values of the, this parameter and take it as uniform, or gamma, and we can set minimum and maximum of this variable or other variables of echoes. So when we run code, or we do parameter estimation, we can obtain posterior distribution. And this work has already done by Nielsen et al. In this paper. And they use our model and our parameters and search for echoes. And they found negative log K base factor for GW15-09-14, and they found positive and bigger than one for GW15-10-12 and positive value for 15-12-26. And they have found similar maximum SNR for GW15-10-12 and 15-12-26, but not similar maximum SNR for 15-09-14 as our paper. So this is our this is their results of posterior distribution, and they found for GW15-09-14. As I said, their maximum SNR was not similar to our paper, and they're also their first paper. So we tried to do their reproduce their results. So this is a comment about their paper, comparing papers of same group. It is puzzling that why maximum SNR that is reported in their paper for GW15-10-12 and GW15-12-25 is consistent with what we found, but maximum SNR found by for GW15-09-14 is much smaller than what we found, which is 4.13, or they found in their first paper. So we tried to reproduce their result using their code, and we found different posterior distribution. And it was we found a log base factor around 3, and we are puzzled why results of them are different, given that we are actually using their code, and also their already max SNR in their two papers are not consistent. And we found a preference for signal, or strong evidence for signal. Thank you.
That was a good ending. Okay. So questions, Jahed, for Jahed.
So what's going on?
So what do you think is happening, Jahed?
I don't know. Actually, I'm not sure that these different results that we found is we are catching the main event or echoes. We already asked from them and waiting for response.
Sorry, what did you say about the response?
We asked from them why they are we are finding different. And I'm not sure that this analyze that I did is catching the main event, or it is catching the wave echoes in data. So I asked from them to see, to check if this my calculation is correct or not.
But so I think you did reproduce the results, but if you look at some part of the data that nothing is, right? Didn't you reproduce the results?
Sorry?
Didn't you reproduce the results if you look at somewhere else in the data?
Yeah. If I look at somewhere else in data, I find same plot as here, same as what they found in their paper.
So one possibility could be that they just looked at the wrong place in the data.
Yeah. I think they have found, they have looked at a different wrong place in data. And I have some reasons for that, because if they don't consider errors of coalescence time, I mean, different variables, they can they will look at different part of data and obtain what is shown in this plot. And I have checked this. I mean, if I try a random place in data, I will see similar plot like this.
So that would be my best guess. Yeah. Other questions?
Bob, are you carrying it over to all the other events?
Sorry?
Are you carrying the same analysis over to all the other events?
I'm doing the same, but I haven't result yet. I'm waiting to get response for them for JW1509-14 and see what they say. Then I do the same analysis for other two events.
So, but keeping you from doing it for other events, well, I mean, are you already doing it?
Actually, I run the code for JW1510-12, but it has not. I was waiting to get the code converged, but it has not converged yet. So it's not finished. And another bond, JW1510-12-26, has some problems that in data that gives error. So I wanted to fix those problems and then run the code.
So how come one of the events gives errors, but the other one does? The other ones don't give errors.
Yeah, because the data, all the 1 hour data for JW1510-12-26 is not available. I mean, before 100 seconds for Hanford, it is the Hanford is off, so it gives error.
You have to modify the code too.
Yeah, I should modify the code.
Okay, so other questions, comments? So there you go, I guess you have evidence. Actually, can you go to the last plot? Right, so I guess if you add this log-based factor, is this log-based natural log or is
yeah.
It is not natural log.
Okay. It is not natural log.
So if you put this in the scale that you were saying for the base factor, is it like evidence or
not? It is a strong evidence.
Strong evidence. Okay.
The base factor is 21.
Base factor.
Base factor itself is 21. So here I have, based on this paper, base factors about higher, between 10 to 100 is strong.
Okay then, well, so I think if there are no other questions or concerns, everybody is happy with the strong evidence for echoes, I think. Yeah, the preaching to the converted. Yeah. Okay, well, that's it. Let's thank Jahad again.
For JW1510-12, because it has large range of parameters, large range of prior range, the code takes a lot of time to converge, and I haven't received, it has not converged yet.
I mean, if you naively add up all these log-based factors, you could even get decisive. No, you get decisive if you add up the three log-based factors from what they have and what you have.
Yeah, so if we add them, all of them, because all of them are positive, I think it becomes decisive because all of them becomes more than 100. Base fact, if I add them, all of them becomes decisive. If what they say, because for JW1509-14, they found negative, they cancel each other and they say that it is prepared, it has preference for noise for all of them. So it is, I mean, there is a inconsistency between our results and their results. And given that they also didn't found the same SNR as we found and their first paper found for JW1509-14. So I think for JW1509-14, they have looked for different places in data. So I should find that why they obtained this.
Okay, well, I guess that's the status and there are no other questions or concerns. Then maybe we should just break for coffee. Is everybody happy? Right. Okay, so let's thank Jahad again.
Thank you.